Title: Fantasy Stock Picking Contest Deemed by SEC to be Illegal Security-Based Swaps. Content: The SEC shut down a fantasy stock picking game for allegedly violating securities laws. ForceRank LLC ran contests via mobile phone games where players paid a fee and predicted the order in which 10 securities would perform relative to each other. In each week-long game, players won points based on the accuracy of their prediction, and players with the most aggregate points received cash prizes at the end of the competition. According to the SEC, ForceRank's agreements with players were security-based swaps because they provided for a payment that was dependent on the occurrence, or the extent of the occurrence, of an event or contingency that was associated with a potential financial, economic, or commercial consequence, and because they were based on the value of individual securities. A more detailed explanation of the legal rationale is set forth below. While not central to the decision, the SEC noted that the ForceRank contests were an extension of business for Estimeyes, a private company based in New York that collects and sells data about securities and trading. Estimeyes's main product is crowdsourced predictions, primarily about public company earnings. Estimeyes collects predictions from market participants. It then keeps that raw data and creates aggregate predictions based on the crowdsourced data. In the existing product, people who make predictions about a company get access to some data, specifically other people's predictions about that company. In addition, Estimeyes sells live access to full data sets to hedge funds and other investors. The company cites academic research to argue that Estimeyes's data are better predictors than estimates by sell-side investment bank analysts. We continue to see innovative spins on fantasy contests. Some are likely legal and some not. It is imperative to get legal advice on these business models before commercially launching these apps and contests. SEC's legal analysis. According to the SEC, two provisions added by Dodd-Frank apply to the transactions entered by ForceRank LLC. Under what is currently Section 5(e) of the Securities Act, it is unlawful for any person to offer to sell, offer to buy, or purchase or sell a security-based swap to any person who is not an eligible contract participant without an effective registration statement. 15 U.S.C. 77(e)(e). Under Section 6(l) of the Exchange Act, it is unlawful for any person to effect a transaction in a security-based swap with or for a person that is not an eligible contract participant, unless such transaction is effected on a national securities exchange. 15 U.S.C. 78(f)(l). The Commodity Exchange Act defines the term swap and includes agreements or transaction that provide for a payment dependent on an event or contingency associated with a potential financial consequence. The term swap includes any agreement, contract, or transaction, too, that provides for any purchase, sale, payment, or delivery, other than a dividend on an equity security, that is dependent on the occurrence, non-occurrence, or the extent of the occurrence of an event or contingency associated with a potential financial, economic, or commercial consequence. 7 U.S.C. 1A 47, Commodity Exchange Act section incorporated into the securities laws. The Exchange Act, as amended by Dodd-Frank, defines the term security-based swap and includes swaps that are based on a single security or the value of that security. The term security-based swap means any agreement, contract, or transaction that is a swap as defined in the Commodity Exchange Act, and is based on an index that is a narrow-based security index, including any interest therein or on any value thereof, a single security or loan, including any interest therein or on the value thereof, or 3. The occurrence, non-occurrence, or extent of the occurrence of an event relating to a single issuer of a security or the issuers of securities in a narrow-based security index, provided that such event directly affects the financial statements, financial condition, or financial obligations of the issuer. 15 U.S.C. 78(c)(a)(68), Exchange Act Section 3(a)(68). Based on this, the SEC concluded that the ForceRank entries were security-based swaps as defined in Section 3(a)(68) of the Exchange Act for at least two reasons. First, each force rank entry was a swap back.